Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Davenport University Fieldhouse as we get set for non-conference basketball. The first of two games being played here at Davenport University. The North College Defenders taking on Northwestern Ohio and the Racers this evening as part of a classic put on by the Davenport Panthers. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here in Davenport, suburban Grand Rapids, Michigan, if you will. The Dort College Defenders coming in off a loss on Tuesday evening and against the Barcliff Chargers, and by all accounts, a game that the Dort College Defenders would like to erase from their memory bank just as quickly as possible. The loss is one thing, but the way the loss occurred is another, and for Dort College, a little bit of lethargy, it seemed, on Tuesday night, a little bit of doubt if you listen to the Dort College postgame coaches show with Coach Ross Dommel when he got his comments. He was concerned about this team's psyche and their ability to bounce back, and he said they need to bounce back. It's a long season, and they've got to get back at it, and the North College Defender men's basketball team is back at it. Just to fill you in on what they've done up to this part, on Wednesday, they drove down to Grand Rapids, made it a long day, left at about 7:30 Iowa time, probably a little closer to 8 o'clock by the time the bus was actually on the road, and ended up pulling into Kelvin College, where they are staying. That happened about 9:30 Michigan time on Wednesday night. Spent some time at a Dort College supporters' home yesterday as part of Thanksgiving, from what I understand. Practiced yesterday, ran some turkey off, and practiced again today here at Davenport. And here they are, ready to take on a Northwestern Ohio team that is 4-1. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. First of all, Northwestern Ohio, 4-1 this year, 3-0 in the Wolverine Hoosier Conference. Racers started the season with a loss to Mount Vernon Nazarene and have since reeled off four wins. Conference wins for Northwestern Ohio are over Lawrence Tech, Mary Grove, and Madonna. They are part of the Wolverine Hoosier Conference that Davenport is also a member of. The Lima, Ohio school is averaging 73.8 points per game. They allow 73.2 points per outing. Racers are shooting for a 43.5% success rate, so they are not a great shooting team. Opponents are making 48% of their field goals. Northwestern Ohio, though, out-rebounds teams by an average of 32.8 to 31.8. Lawrence Jackson scores 16.2 points per game and has a 7.2 rebounds per game average with 2.2. Corbin Pierce scores 14.8 points per game, and Sadiq Bello knocks down 14.2 points per game. Bello hands out 4.6 assists per game, and both Pierce and Jackson have made 10 three-point baskets apiece so far this year. Dort College is 5-4 this year, 0-2 in the GPAC. The Defenders are trying to break a two-game losing slide and are trying to back on track winning their first four games. You can do the math from there. Dort College started 4-0. They are currently 5-4. That means they have lost four of their last five. Dalton Franken is averaging 19.4 points per game with a 51.2% success rate from the field, and he tops the team with 7.7 rebounds per game. Alec Henriksen adds 14.7 points per game and has made 26 of 57 three-point shots for a 45.6% success rate. Taylor Feenster and Marcus Winterfield are at 8.9 and 8.8 points per game, respectively. Leighton Sampson is at 8.4. Alex Terpscher is at 8.0. Andrew O'Donnell is at 7.9. Winterfield has been a pleasant surprise on the glass, averaging 5.2 rebounds per game. O'Donnell, pretty good rebounding guard, is at 4.9 rebounds per contest. Jackson and Pierce each scored 16 points, and Jackson had 9 rebounds and 4 assists in a win over Madonna. Racers were ahead 38-31 at halftime. Dort College lost a 98-85 decision to Briarcliff on Tuesday night. Alec Henriksen scored 19 points, had 6 rebounds. Winterfeld scored 16, while Sampson had 13 points, and Franken had 12 with a team-high 7 rebounds. Let's pause now, take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. Dort College and Northwestern Ohio, back with more right after this. Here's your starting lineup. First of all, for Northwestern Ohio and the Racers, they'll start number one, Sierra Anderson, a 6'5 senior from Brooklyn, New York, averaging 8 points per game. Number 10 is Nate Bradley. He is a 6'3 freshman from Rochester, New York, averaging 5 points per contest. Number 12 is Corbin Pierce, a 6'6 junior from Knoxville, Tennessee, averaging 14.8 points per game. Number 15 is Sadiq Bello, a 5'9 junior from Greensboro, North Carolina, averaging 14.2 points per game. And number 42 is Lawrence Jackson, a 6'4 senior from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, averaging 16.2 points per game. Northwestern Ohio out-rebounds teams by one. They outscore teams by 0.6 of a point, 73.8 to 73.2. They're getting outshot 43.5 to 48%. For the Dort College Defenders under Coach Ross Dalma, they will start number one, Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 7.9 points per game. Number three is Alec Henriksen, a 6'2 sophomore from Spear Lake, averaging 14.7 points per outing. Marcus Winterfeld wears number four. He's a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 8.8 points per game. Number 33 is Dalton Frank, and a 6'5 junior from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 19.4 points per contest. And rounding out the starting unit for the Dort College Defenders, it'll be Leighton Sampson in the pivot. He's a 6'5 junior from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 8.4 points per game. Closing in on the 1,000-point club. Off of the bench for Dort College, we anticipate seeing Chad Barkham, a 6'6 freshman from Sioux Falls, averaging 3.9 points per game. Alex Terpstra, a 6'2 senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 8 points per game. Number 25, Josh Ben Langen, a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 5.2 points per outing. And number 45, Taylor Feenstra, a 6'6 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.9 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's pause now for our national anthem. With me on this Friday evening. Let's take one more break and we'll be back with the opening tip of tonight's contest.
You're investing
right after this.
In your
going through the final notations here at Davenport. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boer and Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at BoerandSons.com, and the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Bond Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. The racers decked out in their black jerseys, black shorts, black tops, red numbers trimmed in white, Dort College in their home whites, black numbers trimmed in gold. Here we go with basketball. Opening tap is controlled by the racers, and Northwest Ohio has it first. Sadiq Bello will bring it into the front court. Dort College in his own defense, it appears. Nope, now they match up man for man. With it on the right side is Lawrence Jackson. Jackson three, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Dort College and O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the front court. O'Donnell, two players around him. Loses it, gets an open shot at it, in the lane, no good, gets his own rebound back, put back is good. Andrew O'Donnell, he split the defense, and then everybody left him, and he ended up with a 10-footer straight on that he missed. But then he got the offensive rebound and stuck it back in from short range, and the defenders have their first lead of the night. Shot in the lane is up and down, two-point basket for Corbin Pierce, averaging 14.8 points per game. And he ties it up at 2-2 with a short jumper from about 12 feet straight on. Pass goes left side over to Frank, and they're not going to give him any room. Zaire Anderson matching up with him immediately. Here's O'Donnell, picks up a ball screen. Pass left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up to Franken. Franken back over to Henriksen. Henriksen down to the baseline. Short jumper from 10. Too strong, no good. And up high after the rebound is Lawrence Jackson. Jackson will bring it up court himself. Jackson playing with the long sleeves under the jersey tonight. He feeds it right side over to Bello. Bello with a three-point bucket. And Northwestern Ohio leads it 5-2. 5-2 our score into the front court with a basketball as O'Donnell. O'Donnell picks up his dribble, passes left side over to Frank, and Frank and well out on the floor. Comes back right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Let's see if they try to post O'Donnell up. Inside they go Sampson. Sampson hook shot in the lane. Right hand shot is good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 5-4. Would really like to see Dort College string some stops together at some point, though, this evening. Foul as Bello takes it hard to the basket, and Andrew O'Donnell is whistled for his first personal foul. That's team foul number one on the defenders as well. Reset the shot clock to 30 seconds, and the Racers will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Jackson. Jackson throws it up into the middle of the lane, and Corbin Pierce is there, and Pearson knocks it down. It's 7-4. 7-4 our score. Three possessions and three scores so far for the Racers. Pass by Frank and is batted. Controlled by Dort College now. O'Donnell gives right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen runner, short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Northwestern Ohio. Up with it quickly is Bello. Bello driving in over the right hand. Tried to draw the contact. No call made. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell over the top with the basketball. Right side Henriksen. Henriksen back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side Franken. Franken dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson puts it up and it's blocked from behind by Corbin Pierce. And we're back the other way. Racers basketball. Driving in right side is Bello. Bello with the right hand. His shot is good. Bello with five early points. Andor College trails 9-4. 9-4 our score. 17-20 remaining here in the first half. Ball's taken away by Jackson. Jackson driving the other way. He dumps it off to Nate Bradley. Bradley with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 11-4. 11-4 our score. Not the start you wanted for Dort College. And O'Donnell is going to be called for an offensive foul. That's number two on Andrew. And Chad Barkham is going to check into the ballgame for Dort College. O'Donnell will check out. And the Dort College defenders trail 11-4. 11-4 our score. And O'Donnell that time might have gotten a little frustrated with the close defense. And he extended his forearm just a bit and gets whistled for the offensive foul. Pass goes left side, driving in. Shot in traffic, no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson lets people clear out. Still hassling him is Lawrence Jackson in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the front court. Marcus has the basketball. He passes left side over to Sampson. Sampson, Winterfeld. Winterfeld reverses right side Henriksen. Henriksen goes into the corner. Barkema. Barkema underneath. Now back out front. Henriksen. Henriksen three off the heel. Too strong. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled. Dort College. Barkema put back. No good. Winterfeld in the traffic. His shot no good. And trying to save it in was Chad Barkema. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Racers basketball. 11-4 our score. Dort College down 7. 16-20 remaining first half. With it on the right side is Nate Bradley. Bradley with the basketball gives it up. Corbin Pierce. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Both fouls so far have been on the Dort College defenders. Out front, Jackson flashes for it. Instead, they go to Anderson. Anderson into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Bradley. Bradley to Bello. Bello misses everything with a three. And the Dort College defenders will get it back after the missed three-point basket. Racers scored on their first five possessions. Since then, they have gone quiet. Dort College, though, has not made up any ground. They trail 11-4. 11-4 the score with a basketball in the backcourt is Henriksen. Alec with the basketball gets a screen from Winterfeld. Alec with it on the right wing. Alec is going to run point now. Passes left side over to Sampson. Sampson with the basketball back over to Franken. Franken drops it up for Winterfeld. Winterfeld inside, his short shot is good. They posted Winterfeld up, and Winterfeld gets the short shot to go. The Dort College defenders trail 11-6. Waiting at the scorer's table will be Alex Terpstra for Dort College. Pass goes left side. With it on the wing is Desmond Duke. He checked in at the last break, as did Xander Smart. Smart's running point right now for the Racers. Smart with it on the left side. Gives it up. Gets a return pass. Right side shot. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Winterfeld. Winterfeld in traffic. Gets it away. Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dalton into the front court. Gives it up. Samson. Dalton left it behind, though, as the ball was down on the deck. And picking it up is Smart. Xander Smart gets it away to Pierce. Pierce into the front court. Pierce gives it back over to Desmond Duke. Duke to Smart. Smart with the basketball. Smart pulls it out, sets it up. He passes it back to Duke. Duke will set the offense in between the circles out front. Duke directing traffic. He goes right side over to Anderson. Anderson over the basketball. Back to Duke. Duke left side. Comes back over to Bradley. Bradley open three. Hit it. Nate Bradley with the three-point bucket. Dort College trails 14-6. 14-6 our score. Henriksen will walk it up for the defenders against token pressure by Desmond Duke. Just enough to push Dort College's offense out on the floor. Franken drives in, has a blocked away, out of bounds, last touch by Northwestern Ohio. It'll be Dort College basketball, so the Racers will play defense. Checking back in is Lawrence Jackson. Checking out of the contest will be Corbin Pierce. Racers have a 14-6 lead. Guarding the inbound pass is Kenny Lemon. Pass goes left side, Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up, Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it, Franken. Franken, 15-footer. Turnaround is good. Two-point bucket by Dalton Franken. His first of the evening. Dort College trails 14-8. Dort College in a 1-2-2 zone defense. Dort College will reset the lineup for you in just a moment. Taylor Feenster checked in at the last break. We'll get you everybody when at our next dead ball. Nate Bradley passes over to Smart. Smart misses the three. No good. Rebound taken down by Taylor Feenster. Feenster goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen right side drops it off. Terp. Terp. Three ball right wing. In and out. No good. Fight for the basketball. And now we've got a jump ball. No, we've got a foul called on Dort College on the rebound. That's going to go on Taylor Feenster. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Barkema, Henriksen, Terpstra, Franken, and Feenstra. O'Donnell's on the bench with two personal fouls. Samson is catching a breather. The Racers send Daniel Page into the contest for the first time. He will check in for Nate Bradley. So Bradley will catch a breather. 6 minutes and 20 seconds into this contest. Northwestern Ohio with the basketball. Pass goes left side over to Duke. Duke with it on the wing. Drops it down low for Jackson. Leading score for the Racers coming into the contest. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Barkema. Barkema gets it over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen driving in. His pass, though, taken away by Smart. Xander Smart driving in with the right hand. Shot too strong. No good. Put back. No good. But the second tip, that one by number 11, Kenny Lemon. And too many chances that time from short range. And the Racers have a 16-8 lead. 16-8 our score. Out front with the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen to Feenstra. Feenstra with it on the wing. Feenstra gives it up. Franken. Franken turn around left side from 12. Fading away. No good. Rebound cleared by Jackson. Jackson, the one-man fast break. He'll pull it out and set it up. Jackson will pass it right side. Gives it up to Duke. Duke in between the circles. Duke, nothing there. Passes to Page, and Page throws it away. Daniel Page, intended for Lawrence Jackson, and Jackson, someone missed the memo, someone zigged when they should have zagged, or they passed to the wrong location. Inbounding will be Josh Van Langen. Van Langen gets the ball inbounded to Henriksen, and Henriksen has to run point for Dort College with O'Donnell on the bench. O'Donnell's got two personal fouls. Not sure that we'll see Andrew before the half is out. Some of that will depend on how things play out over the next 5 minutes or so. Henriksen with it on the right side. Henriksen goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra at the free throw line. Nothing there. Drops it inside now for Feenstra. Van Langen. Van Langen cuts to the hoop. His layup is good. Josh Van Langen, the freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 5.2 points per contest, makes it a 16-10 ball game. Xander Smart wants a timeout. Racers want a timeout, leading 16-10. Our first timeout of the ballgame. Charged to Northwestern Ohio. Back with more after this. Northwestern Ohio basketball after the timeout. Racers have the basketball, and the Racers work it over to Lawrence Jackson. Make no mistake about it. They have pretty balanced scoring, but it appears to me that Jackson is the hub on this wheel for Northwestern Ohio. They give it to Jackson. Jackson at the free throw line. Fires it back outside to Kenny Lemon. Lemon, two-point bucket is good. Kenny Lemon knocks down the jumper from the left wing. Northwestern Ohio leads 18-10. And again, that was Jackson creating the mismatch as he took it into the lane and fired it back to the perimeter on the help defense. Alec Henriksen fouled on the play. Desmond Duke picks up the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number one on Davenport as well, if we're keeping track on the quest towards the bonus. Neither team anywhere close to the bonus at this point. Inbounding the basketball will be Josh Van Langen. He'll have Terpstra, Henriksen, Feenstra, and Franken to choose from. Might be the kind of night where Dalton doesn't get much of a chance at a breather simply because of some early foul trouble, and you got to keep some scoring options on the floor. With it on the right side is Terpstra. Goes high post Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball, and right now they are making life difficult for our point guard. Henriksen in traffic. His left-handed shot is good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 18-12. So Dort College trying to battle and find a way to hang around in this one early on. It was a little bit of shock and awe right out of the chute, getting down 11-4. Stayed at that 7- and 6-point difference, though, now. Driving in right hand is Bello. Bello at the top of the key. Bello in between the circles will back it out. Bello with it at the top of the key. He'll try again. His three off the heel, no good. Long rebound, though, and coming away with the basketball is Northwestern Ohio. Pass comes back out front. Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Gives it up to Guillaume. Guillaume back over to Jackson. Jackson, nothing there. Fires it into traffic. Somehow found somebody. Lemon, jumper, left wing, made one earlier. Missed that one. And coming away with the rebound is Anderson. Anderson to Lemon. Lemon out front with the basketball. And the Racers will reset the offense as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Pass goes right side Anderson. Anderson with it on the wing. Anderson gives it up to Jackson. Jackson with it back right side over to Bello. Bello gives it up on the wing to Guillaume. Guillaume shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen into the front court. Three new players waiting for the Dort College defenders at the scorers table. Right side with it is Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Gives it up Henriksen. Henriksen guarded there closely by Bello. Long three on the way by Henriksen is good. So Alec Henriksen knocks down a triple. Dort College back to within three at 18-15. 9:30 remaining. Pass goes right side. Anderson. Anderson will put up a 17-footer. He buries it. Zier Banders Anderson with a two-point bucket. It's a five-point ball game, 20-15. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen on the left side comes over to Feenstra. Feenstra. Feenstra on the left elbow comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Henriksen. They won't give him any room. Now that's Terpstra back over to Franken. Franken down to the baseline. Shot is up and no good by Franken. Shot the loose basketball, and it's tapped out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern Ohio basketball. So the Racers get the basketball back. And new players in for Dort College. Henriksen and Franken stay on the floor. Barkema, Sampson, and Winterfeld are on the floor along with the two, Henriksen and Franken, and I don't think either one has gotten a breather yet today. They might not get one tonight. With a basketball out front is Guillaume. Guillaume with a basketball. Guillaume comes back over to Bello. Bello, blow by move, gets around Barkema, now cut off on the baseline. Comes back over to Pierce. Pierce, three, good. Corbin Pierce with a three-point bucket. He's got seven. And Northwestern Ohio leads 23-15. 23-15, our score. Henriksen out front with the basketball. He goes right side over to Barkema. Barkema, right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld plants it on the back iron, unable to knock it down. And here comes the Racers. Bello. Bello with it on the right side. Darts right. Pull back. Shot up, but from 17, no good. And the rebound controlled by the Racers. Lawrence Jackson with the basketball. Jackson comes back over to Bello. Bello on the right wing. Little bit too free-flowing, a little bit too much like a pickup game right now. Neither team really getting any stops. Dort College secures a rebound, and coming back with it is Lawrence Jackson. He picks it away from Franken. Jackson with a putback, and just like that, a lead that was down to three at 18-15 has grown back to 25-15 with a seven-point run by Northwestern Ohio. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. We return to action. The North College defenders turn it over. Actually got a missed shot and unable to secure the rebound. Looked like they had another chance at it and then lost the basketball. It'll be Northwestern Ohio ball. And they've got an opportunity to build on a 10-point lead. Right now the Racers in control of this one. Corbin Pierce dribbles to the right elbow. Ball poked away. Coming up with it is Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen will drive in with the right hand. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So two free throws on the way for Alec. Alec, an 85% free throw shooter. Well, Dort College has to find a way to chip away at this lead and get it back to a more manageable difference before we get to halftime. First free throw on the way for Alec is up and good. The 6'2 sophomore from Spirit Lake, Iowa. Smart back into the contest for the Racers. Also checking in for the Racers, Desmond Duke is back in. Checking out is Sadiq Bello. I believe Bello picked up that personal foul. Second free throw is up and good for Henriksen. So Henriksen with 7 first half points. And the defenders trail 25-17. 25-17, our score, 6:50 remaining. Northwestern Ohio, they're not really going up tempo. They're a little more deliberate, but they've gotten too many good shots. On the right side, pull up from 17, missed it, no good. This is a team that is not a good field goal shooting squad on the season, 43%. And that shot was missed everything, and it's Dort College basketball. In the backcourt is Winterfeld. So Marcus Winterfeld will inbound the basketball. He gets it into Henriksen. Henriksen brings the ball up, working against Duke. Desmond Duke pass right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it, picks up his dribble, comes back over to Barkema. Barkema feeds Sampson. Sampson down low. His shot with the right hand, no good. Tap-in attempt by Winterfeld, no good, and the ball is cleared by the Racers. Off of the basketball is Desmond Duke. Duke into the front court. He stops at the top of the key. Nope. Kicks it back right side over to Bradley. Bradley to Duke. Duke with it. Backs it out to the center court circle. 6 minutes remaining. Pass goes left side. Corbin Pierce. Dort College has the lead down to 8 at this point. Smart with it. Xander puts it on the floor one time, twice. He's on the right wing now. Passes it back over to Duke, and Duke is stripped on the way up by Alec Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for the personal foul. Henriksen whistled for the personal foul. That's number one on Alec. Team foul number 4 on the defenders. Free throws on the way for Desmond Duke. So Duke will shoot a pair. He's a 67% free throw shooter. He's a 6'2 freshman from Lexington, Kentucky. O'Donnell checks into the contest. Checking out is Henriksen. So we'll see how long Andrew can go here without picking up a third foul. Henriksen, this is his first breather of the day. Second free throw, no good as well for Desmond Duke, so he's 4-for-8 for the year, and Dort College has the basketball. O'Donnell with the basketball on the left side. He goes back over to Franken. Franken gives it up. They dump it down low for Sampson. Sampson head and shoulders fake. His shot is up and good. Leighton Sampson with a 2-point bucket. Let's see if Dort College can isolate him down low a little bit more. They've had some success. He's gotten some good shots. Probably should have 8 points. He's got 4. Pass goes out front. Corbin Pierce. Pierce gives it up. Bradley. Bradley back to Pierce. Pierce, they run the pick and roll. Kick out pass. Xander Smart. Long 2 from the baseline. No good. Rebound cleared by Barkema. Barkema to O'Donnell. We approach 5 minutes remaining in this ball in first half. And saved in by Northwestern Ohio, and heads up play that time by Smart. He threw it towards his basket from the Dort College end. So he threw it the length of the court. And they will reset the shot clock. Barkema will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of the defenders. Bringing it up, O'Donnell. O'Donnell working it up against Sadiq Bello. Bello not giving any ground. Here's Barkema. Barkema left side comes back over to Franken. Franken feeds it down low. Samson. Samson, player hung on to him. His 2-point basket is good. Clayton Sampson with six, and the North College defenders have cut a 10-point lead down to four. Into the front court, Sadiq Bello will walk it up. 4:30 remaining, first half. Jackson tries to pass it. It's tipped, taken back by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell feeds it left side, Franken. Franken, 15-footer left wing, good. Dalton Franken with the 4 points, and just like that, the defenders back in it. They trail 23-25. 4:18 remaining. First half of action. Back with more right after this. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center. 722-0101 is their phone number. 4:10 and counting, first half. Pass right side, Page. They feed it left side over to Jackson. Lawrence Jackson guarded there by Winterfeld. Jackson, 12-footer, good. Lawrence Jackson just rises up and knocks down the shot over the top of Winterfeld, makes it 27-23. Right side is Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline, and Barkema is fouled on the play, down on the baseline. Foul's going to go on 44, Daniel Page. It's foul number three called on Northwestern Ohio in this half. Inbounding, O'Donnell finds Winterfeld. Winterfeld in the lane, has it battered away from him, picked up by Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson will direct traffic. 3:40 remaining, first half. Dort College had it down to two. It's now four. Right side pass to Page. Page looking down low. Instead, pass comes back over to Bello. Bella will put it up from 17. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Barkema. Barkema outlets over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, spin move. Off-balance shot, no good. And the rebound cleared by Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson goes right side. Gives it up Bradley, and Bradley is called for carrying. 3:05 remaining. First half of basketball. Van Langen is in, checking out Barkema. Henriksen also checks into the ballgame. Winterfeld checks out. And O'Donnell will bring the basketball up. O'Donnell with it on the right wing. O'Donnell feeds it. Henriksen, Dort College down four. They've been as close as two. Henriksen is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Nate Bradley. Foul number one on Bradley. And that's team foul number four on the Racers. Both teams have four fouls, so neither team is in the bonus yet. So far, it's been pretty easy going for both teams. O'Donnell inbounding the basketball, gets it into Franken. Franken with it. Franken is fouled on the play. Foul's going to be charged on Kenny Lemon. That's foul number one on Lemon. Team foul number five on the Racers. Dort College will inbound the basketball. O'Donnell to throw it in. Andrew O'Donnell will trigger it. Left side of the lane. O'Donnell still looking. He lobs it in for Sampson. Sampson in traffic, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, right now, Dort College having a difficult time just getting the ball inbounded. The Racers' quickness and athleticism preventing them from getting the cuts that they want. Dort College has had to settle for passing it to the perimeter, and they do that time again. This time it's O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen puts it on the floor, drives in over the right hand, lays it up, good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket. He's got nine first-half points, and the defenders trail 27-25, 2:30 remaining. 2:30 left to play, first half. Racers basketball. Corbin Pierce back into the ballgame. He passes left side over to Bradley. Bradley back out front to Bello. Bello setting the offense. Bello at the top of the key. Bello picks up his dribble. Gives it up Lemon. Lemon, 15-footer straight on, no good. Rebound cleared by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Alec with it across the timeline. Dort College can tie the game with a two. They can take the lead with a three. Franken down to the baseline. Nothing there. Cut off. Spins it back out front for Henriksen. Henriksen left side, Franken. Franken drives in. Kicks it back out. O'Donnell. O'Donnell three ball for the lead. Nope. Too strong. Rebound cleared by Nate Bradley. That one kicked off the heel. Bradley goes left side. Jackson. Jackson trying to make it a five-point ball game. Missed it. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew into the front court. Passes left side, Franken. Franken drops it down low for Sampson. Sampson wheels his way down low. Shot is up and good. We're tied. Two-point bucket for Layton. He's got eight. We're tied 27-all. 1:22 remaining in this first half. It's our first tie since it was 2-2. Dort College trailed at 1 point, 25-17. They're on a 12-2 run right now, tying it up at 27-all. Dort College has scored 4 points in a row. Reverse layup is up, no good. Tap-in attempt by Lemon, no good. Dort College with a chance to take their first lead since it was 2-0. O'Donnell, Vinalingen, Vinalingen, three, left wing, can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Jackson. Jackson with it, 51 seconds remaining. Left side pass, Bello. Bello, long three, and he knuckleballs that one through. Not a lot of backspin on it, but he got it to go through the hoop. Dort College trails 30-27. 35 seconds and counting, first half. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right wing. He feeds it down low, Vinalingen. Vinalingen, nothing there, kick out, back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen on the left side, comes back over to Vinalingen. 10 to shoot for the defenders, 20 on the game clock. Underneath, this is Sampson. Sampson, bucket, good. Layton Sampson with a two-point basket. He's got 10. We're back to within one, 30-29. 9 seconds remaining. Racers come across half court. Bello pulls up. His three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Henriksen. Henriksen, long three at the buzzer, no good. That's the end of the first half. Our score, Northwestern Ohio 30, Dort College 29. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. We're at halftime. The Dort College defenders trailing Northwestern Ohio 30-29. The Racers getting out to a 10-point lead on a couple different occasions before Dort College fought back. Dort College got down 25-15. That was the most recent 10-point deficit. Dort College outscored the Racers 12-2 to tie it up at 27-27 with 1:22 remaining. A three-point basket by Northwestern Ohio made it 30-27. And down a two-point basket was Layton Sampson. His fifth two-point field goal of the ball game made it a 30-29 contest at the half. Dort College is led by Layton Sampson's 10 points, 9 points for Alec Henriksen. For the Racers, Sadiq Bello leads them with 8 unofficially. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be back checking in with the entire rundown of all the scoring and the first half numbers right after this. Here are the halftime numbers. First of all, for the Dort College defenders, Dort College is 13 of 29 from the floor for 44.8%, 1 for 7 on threes, 14.3%, 2 for 2 on free throws for 100%. For Northwestern of Ohio, or Northwestern Ohio, they're 13 of 34 from the floor, 38.2%, 4 for 13 on threes, 30.8%. They have not made a free throw yet. They're 0 for 2. A fast-moving first half of action with just 4 total free throws shot between the two teams. Dort College had a 21-17 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 7. Northwestern Ohio had 4. Layton Sampson leads Dort College with 10 points. He's 5 of 7 from the floor. 9 points for Alec Henriksen, 4 for Dalton Franken. 2 each for Andrew O'Donnell and Marcus Winterfeld, and another 2 for Josh Vinalingen for Dort College's total of 29. For Northwestern Ohio, Sadiq Bello has 8, 7 for Corbin Pierce, 4 each for Kenny Lemon and Lawrence Jackson, and 2 for Zier Anderson for their total of 30. Chad Barkema has 4 rebounds to pace Dort College along with Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell, remember, he played a couple of minutes to start the ball game, picked up 2 personal fouls, and then sat until about the six-minute mark and then finished the first half of play. He played 9 total minutes in the first half. 3 rebounds each for Dalton Franken and Layton Sampson. 2 assists for Dalton Franken and Andrew O'Donnell. Dort College has 2 steals, 1 each by Andrew O'Donnell and Alec Henriksen. For Northwestern Ohio, Lawrence Jackson has a game-high 6 rebounds through one half of play. He also has 4 assists, and he has 3 steals. No one else with more than 2 rebounds for the Racers, and no one else with more than 1 assist for the Racers in the first half of this contest. 30-29, the Racers lead the Defenders. We're at halftime. Back with more after this. This is basketball on KDCR.
Every square.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll have more basketball as the Door College Defenders will take on the host school, the Davenport Panthers. Davenport, a team that is in the midst of a transition to NCAA Division II status. They are still in the NAIA at this point. They are an active member of the Wolverine Hoosier Athletic Conference. They and Northwestern Ohio are actually conference mates, and they will play each other through the course of this season. There are 11 teams in the Wolverine Hoosier Conference. Tomorrow, we will tip things off at 2 o'clock Iowa time. No, beg your pardon. It'll be 3 o'clock Iowa time, and it'll be 2 o'clock. Well, I'm going to mess this up yet. It'll be 3 o'clock here in Michigan, and it will be 2 o'clock in Iowa. Gain the hour when we come this way. Door College trailing 30-29. Next week, a busy week for Door College Athletics. The Door College volleyball team will be competing at the NAI National Championship final site in Sioux City. Door College playing St. Francis of Illinois on Tuesday afternoon / evening. That begins at 5 o'clock. Then they face Madonna on Wednesday afternoon / evening at 5 o'clock again. And then Thursday playing the Grandview Vikings to culminate pool play. And then from there on out, it's you'll see if you're one of the top two teams in your pool, if you can advance to the 16-team elimination bracket, which begins play on Friday morning. Dort College basketball is on the road at Northwestern on Wednesday night of next week, and they're on the road at Hastings 1 week from tomorrow. So for the Dort College men, they're going to be putting on some miles as this week progresses. But for the here and now, we worry about getting through the next half. Dort College facing Northwestern Ohio, 30-29, back with the start of the second Dort half right
College's
after this.
Business.
Northwestern Ohio with the basketball as we open up the second half of play. Jeff Seger would be proud of me. I'm changing colors on my pen as I get set for the second half. Let's hope for Dort College they can come up with a couple more points than Northwestern Ohio in this second half of play. With it on the left side is Bello. Bello guarded there by O'Donnell. Step back Bello. Bello shot no good. But sneaking his way inside was Lawrence Jackson for the rebound and the putback. And the Dort College defenders surrender an offensive rebound and a stick back by Jackson. And it's 32-29. Northwestern Ohio in front. Pass goes right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the wing. Feeds it down low for Sampson. Sampson, ball fake. Puts it up in traffic. Good. Layton with a dozen. Dort College back to within a point. 32-31. Well, Dort College has gotten the ball inside. They've started to pound it into Layton Sampson. Let's see if they can get some stops now on the defensive end. Pass goes right side Jackson. Jackson turn around. Baseline shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Alec with it out front, stutters, gives it up to Sampson. Sampson, two-point bucket, good. He's got 14. Dort College retakes the lead, 33-32. It's Dort College's first lead since it was 2-0. 18:30 remaining here in the first half. In the ball game now. Driving in with the left hand, nothing there. They get it back. Shot is up in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by O'Donnell after the missed shot by Anderson. Here comes O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Henriksen. Henriksen into the corner. Winterfeld. Winterfeld three. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken out front. Henriksen. Henriksen long three. Buries it. Alec Henriksen with a dozen. Dort College leads 36-32. The defenders with a 36-32 advantage. Right side pass goes over to Nate Bradley. Bradley with the basketball. Bradley with it out front. Bradley looking for the pass to the left side. O'Donnell jumping the pass lane. Instead, they have to go to Bello, but Bello has to go well out on the perimeter to get it. Jackson will fire the three-pointer from the top of the key on the catch and fire, and he gets his team back to within a point at 36-35. So Jackson knocks down the triple from the top of the key. Lawrence Jackson with 9 points, and now a foul called on Andrew O'Donnell at midcourt. O'Donnell got his pocket picked, and then they whistled the foul on him after Sadiq Bello took it away. So for O'Donnell, that's number three. And that means Henriksen will now run point. Sadiq Bello with a basketball, so we'll see how long O'Donnell is out. He leaves with 17:20 remaining in this contest. Out front, Jackson. Jackson to Bello. Bello with it. Bello, nothing there. Bello goes right side, back over to Bradley. Bradley gives it up, Pierce. Pierce, Bello, Bello, Jackson. Jackson guarded by Winterfeld. Thought about the step back, instead fires it back over to Anderson, and Anderson steps with it. Zier Anderson travels with the basketball, shuffled his feet, and the North College defenders will have the basketball, leading by one, 16:59 remaining in the contest. Bring the basketball up will be Alec Henriksen. Henriksen across the timeline, goes left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up his dribble. He passes into the corner. Franken, Franken shot no good. Rebound cleared by Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson driving in, lowers his shoulder. Shot is up too strong, no good. Therefore, the putback is Anderson, and Anderson is fouled on the putback attempt by Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. And free throws on the way for Anderson. Anderson is a 75% free throw shooter, so if you're going to foul anybody on a putback attempt, and if you've got one to give, Anderson is the player you want to foul. So far this season, he is 6 of 11 from the free throw line, and he knocks that one down, 7 of 12. Typically, that's what happens. People make a liar out of me. 36-36 our score. Sampson is out of the ball game. And Taylor Feenster checks back in. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Second free throw off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld, and we're tied 36-36, 16-32. Left to play in the ball game. First of two games for the defenders this weekend here at Davenport. Pass goes left side over to Barkema. Barkema fires it back out front. Henriksen 10 to shoot. Henriksen off the dribble. Tough shot. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic off the glass. Comes the hoop and he's fouled. Taylor Feenstra working the offensive glass after the long miss by Henriksen. North College can extend the lead back to three. They've led by as many as four at 36-32. So a free throw on the way for Feenstra. Feenstra this season, 78% free throw shooter, misses that one, but a tap out, and the defenders maintain possession of it as Henriksen chases it down. North College with a chance to extend the lead. Feenstra in the lane, nothing there. Drops it off for Barkema. Barkema pinned on the baseline. He fires it back out front. Bello comes away with it. Bello, quick as can be, drops it off for Lemon. Lemon misses it. Sour shot by Lemon. Rebound cleared by the North College defenders. Pass goes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen drives in, and we've got a blocking foul called on the North College Racers and Xander Smart. Xander misses it. He tried to slide in for the charging foul, but he was still moving, so he missed his opportunity at the charge. Alec Henriksen goes to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is up, and that one's good. Another one on the way for Henriksen. 13, and the defenders lead 39-36, pending another free throw. 15:40 remaining. Winterfeld is out. Terpstra is in. Second free throw is on the way, and that one's good as well for Henriksen. Henriksen now with 14, and the defender lead is 40-36. Henriksen, Feenstra, Terpstra, Barkema, and Franken on the floor for the defenders. Lemon wants the ball down low, but they refuse to pass it to him. Now they set a ball screen out front. With it left side is Bello. Bello to Smart. Smart drops it off. Shot blocked by Barkema. Rebound cleared by Franken. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court with the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Bello. Sadiq Bello whistled for his second personal, I believe. So that's number two on Bello. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. A few more fouls called in this contest here in the second half than we saw in the first half. Franken with the basketball. Franken out front. Barkema. Barkema. Henriksen. Henriksen three. No good. Rebound long. Chased down by Smart. Xander Smart gives it off to Bello. Bello stops at the top of the key. Back over to Smart. Smart catches, fires his three. No good. Rebound taken away by Chad Barkema. Barkema having a nice floor game tonight. Might not be scoring a whole lot, but he is having an effect defensively and on the boards. Taylor Feenstra tries to follow the missed shot by Henriksen, but he gets called for a personal foul. For Taylor Feenstra, that's number two. 14:47 remaining in this ball game. With it on the right side, they pass it out front, swing it over to Xander Smart. Xander Smart gives it back over to Trey Guillaume. Guillaume with the basketball. Guillaume back over to Bello. Bello puts it on the deck. Step back. Now tries again. Nothing there again. He'll pull it out. He wants an isolation against Henriksen. 10 to shoot. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Northwestern Ohio. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. It'll be Racers basketball when we resume play. 14:27 left to play in the first in the ball game. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Foul situation. Both teams have three fouls apiece. Dort College leads 40-36. They have outscored Northwestern Ohio 11-6 to start the second half of play. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. For Values Matter member FDIC. They inbound to Bello. Bello with it out front. He wants to play isolation. Instead, he kicks it right side. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Not sure that's what Northwestern Ohio wanted, but Guillaume took the long three from the right wing and missed it short. Rebound comes out right side. With it is Terpstra. Terpstra to Franken. Franken back to Terp. Terp, long three, right wing, missed it, no good. Rebound down on the floor, and now we've got a foul called on Taylor Feenster racing after it. And I believe Taylor has just picked up his third personal foul. So that's foul number three on Feenstra. Well, they're only going to say number two on him. That's all they've got up on the board, at least. I don't think that's correct, but in the meantime, Dort College gets a new player into the game. That is Leighton Sampson back in for Feenstra. Somewhere along the line, I think they missed a foul on Feenstra. Right side pass, Guillaume. Guillaume gives it up. This is Page. Lost it. Picked up by Franken. Franken ahead, Terpstra. One player to beat. Reverse layup. Good. Alex Terpstra uses the rim to protect his shot. Gets it to go. Dort College extends the lead to 6, 42-36, 13:30 remaining. Racers basketball on the right side with it. Is Sadiq Bello. Bello down to the baseline. Bello reverses it. Page, Page, Jackson, Jackson, Bello. Bello, right, left wing, that is. His three, no good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Alec with it. Alec goes high post. Out front with it is Frank, and he had to come out a long ways for it. Pass goes left side. Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema. Franken. Franken. Left side. Terpstra. Terpstra drops it off. Sampson. Sampson. Shot. Good. Leighton with 16. Dort College leads 44-36. Dort College, a 15-6 run, and a timeout on the floor charged to Northwestern Ohio. Northwestern Ohio trails by 8, and they exhaust another timeout. They've got 2 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. Pass goes right side. With it is Duke. Duke gives it up. Bellow. No, that was Bradley. Bradley buries a three. He's got 8 points, and the defender run of 8 points in a row is over. 44-39, Dort College by five. Left side pass, Terpstra. Terpstra looking down low for Sampson. Can't find him. They reverse it right side. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld in traffic. His shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Jump ball called. Well, we're going to have a foul. Who's it going to be on? Foul's going to go on number 11, Kenny Lemon. Lemon whistled for his second personal foul. 44-39 our score. Dort College by five. And I think they gave the foul on the wrong side of the... They gave it to Barkema. Barkema in traffic. Puts it up, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And I believe we've got a technical foul. Insult to injury for Corbin Pierce. We'll wait and see who gets called for the foul initially, but I believe it's Pierce who's going to be called for the technical foul. And I'm sitting opposite the scorer's bench. So Pierce picks up the personal foul, and he gets charged with the technical foul. And that will also count towards their total for the bonus. So it's a question of which one is applied first. I believe it will be the technical, and then you return to the juncture at which you're in the game. So Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a couple. Free throw by Alec is up, too strong, no good. Another one on the way for Alec. Trying to extend the lead to 45-39. And that one's up, and he makes that one. So Henriksen makes one of two. Now Barkema will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting, and that's where it all began. And Coach Chris Adams for Northwestern Ohio still wants an explanation on that play. And the officials, one of the officials taking care of that. Barkema's first free throw off the heel, no good. Chad Barkema, 12 of 17, entering the ballgame, now 12 for 18 from the free throw line, and eventually the official just simply walks away. And if you're going to enforce the coach's box, that's the way to handle it, walk away from the conversation. Second free throw on the way for Barkema is up and good. So Barkema makes one of two. Dort College 2 for 4 from the free throw line on that trip total. And it's a 7-point ball game again, 46-39, 11:59 left to play. So the technical foul comes with 11:59 left to play in this contest. Let's see if that sparks either team. I'll make a notation. With it is Winterfeld. Winterfeld ahead, tended for Sampson, and the turnover taken away by Northwestern Ohio, driving in with a right hand. Wild shot, Lawrence Jackson. Jackson with 11, and it's 46-41. Dort College is up 5. So Dort College missed an opportunity on that possession, threw it away. Pass goes right side. They give it up over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Barkema. Barkema left side, Winterfeld. 11:20 remaining in regulation. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra looking for the isolation. Instead gives it up, Barkema. Barkema. Right side, Henriksen, three ball from the wing, missed it, no good. Rebound, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, hook shot in the lane, can't get it to go on the putback, and here comes Northwestern Ohio. The Racers up the floor quickly. Bradley, Bradley at the top of the key. Bradley gives it up to Corbin Pierce. Pierce back over to Duke. Duke in between the circles. taken away by Barkema. Barkema, one player to beat. And Barkema is fouled on the play as he was trying to dump it off to Hendricks. Foul's going to go on Duke. It's foul number two on Duke. So Duke making certain that Barkema doesn't go up for the layup or get the pass away. And Barkema will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity coming. That foul happens a little later. It's possibly intentional, but he committed the foul out of far enough away from the basket. Now Barkema is shooting 1-1. First one for the freshman from Sioux Falls is up and good. He's played a nice game. Not scoring a ton of points. He's got two, both on free throws, but done a lot of other things. His length giving Northwestern Ohio some difficulty. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. So Barkema, 2-for-2 on that trip to the free throw line. 3-for-4 for the ballgame. 15 of 21 for the season. He'll check out of the ballgame. Gaining a little confidence last week or so is Chad Barkema. He'll check out for a needed break. We'll get you the lineup for Dort College in just a moment. Out front with it is Bello. Bello with it at the top of the key. 10:30 remaining. Bello, they feed it down low to Pierce. Pierce, hook shot over the top of Van Langen, no good. Rebound cleared by Sampson. Sampson to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen driving in. Might have traveled with it, and he did. So Henriksen turns it over. Traveled with the basketball. On the floor for the defenders is O'Donnell, Franken, Van Langen, Sampson, and Henriksen. For the Racers, you have Pierce, Bello, Smart, who's got the ball right now, Anderson, and Duke. Left side pass with a basketball. This is Bello. Bello step back beyond the three-point line, decides against it. Now tries it again. Kick out pass. Pierce. Pierce, three, no good. And a foul called on the rebound. The foul's going to go on Leighton Sampson. Leighton Sampson whistled for the personal foul, and for Leighton, that is number one. No free throws yet. That's team foul number five called against Dort College in this half. Smart to inbound the basketball. He gets it in. Tough shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen will bring it up. Henriksen over the basketball, passes left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Van Langen. Van Langen puts it up, blocked partially. Rebound O'Donnell. Shot clock did not restart. Pass goes underneath Van Langen. Van Langen, two-point basket, good. Josh Van Langen with four. Dort College leads 50-41, their biggest lead of the contest. With it on the right side, this is Duke. Duke gives it right side back over to Jackson. Jackson missed it. Pass Franken comes away with a rebound. Here comes Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen at the top of the key. High post. Sampson. Sampson. Right wing. Franken. Franken long two. No good. Tap attempt by Van Langen. No good. Rebound cleared by the Racers. Coming up with it is Anderson. Anderson into the front court. Bello. Bello with it. Bello will drive in. And we've got another timeout on the floor. This one charged to Northwestern Ohio. They've used up five of their six timeouts. They've got one remaining. And with 8:59 left to play in the ballgame, Dort College owns a 9-point lead, 50-41. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. A timeout charge to Northwestern Ohio. Dort College has outscored Northwestern Ohio 21-11 here in the second half. That's how they've turned a one-point deficit into a nine-point advantage, and that's where we're at right now. Dort College led by Alec Henriksen's 18 points. Leighton Sampson has 16. Inbounding the basketball, they get it into Jackson. Jackson step back, nothing there. Comes back out front instead to Trey Guillaume. Guillaume with the basketball. Guillaume guarded there by O'Donnell. Pass comes left side. With it is Bello. Bello. Looking for Jackson. They look for a lob. Instead, it's Bello in the lane. Got caught in the air. Gives it up to Lemon. Lemon driving in. His shot no good. putback attempt no good. Rebound Van Langen. Van Langen gets it away to O'Donnell. Does not have the numbers. O'Donnell will pull it out, give it up Van Langen. Van Langen looking for Sampson. Instead comes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side Franken. Let's see if Dalton can get going. Pass goes into the corner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, 15 to shoot. Franken, jumper, left wing, no good. Tap in by O'Donnell is good. Andrew O'Donnell is second field goal. Dort College leads by 11, 52 to 41. An 11-point advantage for the defenders right now. Racers basketball. With it on the right side is Jackson. Jackson guarded there by Franken. Pass comes left side. This is Page. Page gives it up to Bello. Bello with it on the wing. Bello driving in. Reverse layup is good. Sadiq Bello with a 2-point bucket. He's got 10. Dort College leads 52 to 43. 7:45 remaining. Dort College is in the bonus. And the defenders have one foul to give before sending Northwestern Ohio into the bonus. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back out front it comes. Henriksen. Henriksen left side. Sampson. Sampson with it on the wing. Sampson, Van Langen. Van Langen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline, and a charging foul is called on Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for his second charge of the night, his fourth foul. And on both instances, it looked like he extended that left forearm just a bit and got called for the charge. Helped out by Nate Bradley, giving way very easily. And the Racers bring the ball into the front court. And this is Trey Guillaume. Guillaume goes right side. They give it to Bello. Bello with it on the right wing. He'll put up the three. Missed it. No good. Fight for the basketball. Rebound taken on by Barkema. Barkema is going to be nearly at double figures when this is all said and done in terms of rebounds. He climbs the ladder and takes another one down. Henriksen into the front court. Henriksen has played a ton of point tonight because of O'Donnell's foul trouble. Franken with the basketball. He's guarded by Lemon. Lemon, about 6'7". Franken gets around him, puts up the shot, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Page. Here they come. Left side pass. They dump it underneath Jackson. Jackson's shot is good. Lawrence Jackson with a 2-point bucket. He's got 13. And the defender lead is 52 to 45. 6:33 remaining. We might be heading towards a white knuckler before this is done. With the basketball into the front court. This is Henriksen. Henriksen stops. He feeds it off left side. Comes back over to Terpstra. Down low to Sampson, and Sampson is pushed from behind by Daniel Page, and Page is whistled for his second personal foul. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's got 16 points this evening. That's foul number two on Jackson. He'll check out for a quick breather with 6:16 remaining. So 1-1 on the way for Sampson as he was pushed on the post-entry pass. Free throw by Layton is up. That one's too strong, no good. Rebound out long, controlled by Lemon. Lemon in the corner, gives it up. Now we've got a jailbreak. Here comes Bello. Bello throws it up, the lob and the dunk for Corbin Pierce. He's got 9. Dort College leads 52-47, so the one-time 11-point lead has been cut. Past half, 52-41 to 52-47 in the last 3 minutes. Out front with it is Terpstra. Terpstra to Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Barkema dumps it off for Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the play by Anderson, and he can't believe it. Sampson was going to go up and dunk it. Anderson made certain he didn't get the shot up. So Dort College led 52-41 right after a timeout by Northwestern Ohio with 8:59 remaining. A little over 3 minutes later, Dort College is in front 52-47. First free throw by Sampson is up and good. Layton's first one is good. He's got another one coming. Missed the front end of a 1-1 moments ago. Dort College will be in the double bonus from here on out. Lemon checks out of the ballgame. 5:44 remaining. A second free throw on the way for the 6'5 post player from Worthington, Minnesota. This one's up and good as well. Good to see Layton knock both of those down. He's got 18. Sampson is out. Feenstra is in. 54-47. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout, Dort College. 5:44 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Right side pass with it is Xander Smart. Smart gives it up to Pierce. Pierce Goes left side. Shot on the way from 17 is off the mark. No good, but a rebound cleared out by Anderson. Anderson gives it back over to Bello. Bello will reset the offense. 5:25 left to go in regulation. Pass to Pierce. Pierce goes left side. Bello. Bello with it on the wing. Bello feeds it out front. This is Bradley. Bradley of the runner. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort, they say. It'll be Northwestern Ohio basketball. One of those states that begins with O, Oklahoma, Ohio, something like that. Northwestern Ohio inbounding the basketball left side. Racers throwing it in with Jackson. They've got 30 seconds on the shot clock as they say the one of those shots hit the iron. Taylor Feenstra coming over on the help defense gets whistled for a foul. Bello gets it to go. He's got 12, and he goes to the free throw line trying to trim this down to a four-point ball game. Sampson is in, O'Donnell is in, Terpstra is out, Feenstra is out, Henriksen, Barkema, and Franken on the floor. So you've got your starting five for Dort College right now, minus Winterfeld plus Barkema. 5:10 remaining in regulation. Free throw by Bello is up and good. 54-50, Dort College by four. Bello with the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 13 points. O'Donnell into the front court. Andrew with it. He passes right side to Henriksen. Henriksen picks up his dribble. Left side, Barkema. Barkema intended for O'Donnell, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern Ohio. It'll be Dort College basketball. The Racers thought it was last touch by Dort College and O'Donnell. They might have a valid argument. Dort College inbounding. 4:58 remaining. Pass to Barkema. 18 to shoot. This is O'Donnell with it. O'Donnell picks it up, passes over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Barkema, 9 to shoot. Now back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking inside. Andrew puts it up. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball taken away by Jackson. Here comes Northwestern Ohio. Long pass into the front court. Traced down in the corner by Pierce. Comes back out front to Duke. No, Bradley. Bradley to Bello. Bello will set the offense. Bello passes back over to Bradley. Bradley with it at the top of the key. He comes back right side, Anderson. Anderson, Jackson. Jackson, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Franken, 4:18 remaining in regulation. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen takes it across the timeline. He's guarded there by Bello. Henriksen picks up his dribble. Dort College has four timeouts remaining if they get in trouble. 4 minutes remaining. Three ball, Henriksen, no good. Rebound, O'Donnell in the lane. Shovels it back to Sampson. Sampson's going to be called for traveling. Thought Dort College was going to get a little cheapy underneath. Well, actually, I thought Henriksen was going to bury the three. We've gotten used to him knocking down those long triples. Instead, it will be Northwestern Ohio basketball. Bringing it up is Nate Bradley. Bradley with the basketball. Bradley passes left side. Bello. Bello looks to create. Swiped away by Barkema momentarily. Now they try to jam Bello again on the switch. They come back to Pierce. Pierce, three, missed it. No good. Barkema. Barkema with the rebound. He outlets to Franken. Franken up the floor. Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball on the right wing. 3.5 to go. Bucket here would be huge. On the left side is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Picks it up back over to Franken. Dalton back over to Andrew. Andrew Henriksen. Henriksen right side. Barkema. Barkema deep right side. 3:15 to go. They give it underneath. Franken sizes it up. Three, bang, bang, bang. Dalton Franken, just his seventh point, but a big triple. Dort College leads 57-50, and Northwestern Ohio calls their last timeout. That, to me, is curious. 3:02 remaining in regulation. Northwestern Ohio has burned their final timeout. Trailing 57-50. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Sadiq Bello with the basketball as we resume play. Pass goes down to the block. This is Jackson. Jackson working his way in against Franken. Tries to shovel it off to Anderson, and Anderson, they say it was last touched by Dort College. It'll be Anderson Racers basketball. I don't think either one of the other officials saw it, so they couldn't help him out. Inbounding the basketball, Bello gets it in. Gets the return pass now. Goes high post, and fouled on the play is Lawrence Jackson. Jackson will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a 1-1, I believe. I don't think he was shooting. Yep, just a 1-1 for Jackson. Foul called on Frank and it's number 2 on him. Team foul number 8 on the defenders. So Dort College has one more foul to give before the 1-1. Free throw for Jackson is up and good. He's got another one coming. 14 points now for Jackson, nearly at his season average of 16.2 points per ball game. He's got a second free throw coming here, trying to trim it to 5, and he missed it. 57-51, Dort College by half a dozen. 2:40 and counting, ball game. O'Donnell with the basketball, Dort College by 2 possessions right now. Pass comes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew looking. Comes back over to Barkema. Barkema with it on the right wing. Henriksen, 12 to shoot now. Now 10. Henriksen puts it on the deck, working in the bellow. Shot is up, no good by Henriksen, the runner. Rebound cleared by Jackson. Here comes Bello. Bello driving in, and a reach-in foul call on Sampson. So Sampson commits the personal foul for Layton. That is number 2. And free throws on the way now for Sadiq Bello. Bello, a 77% free throw shooter. He's got 13 points so far this evening. Dort College leading by 6, 57-51, 2:12 remaining in regulation. First free throw is up and good. Bello, a junior from Greensboro, North Carolina. He's 2-for-2 from the free throw line now, and he can cut this down to a 4-point ball game with a made free throw. Second free throw by Bello is up, and this one's good as well, so he made them both. It's 57-53. This is as close as Northwestern Ohio has been since it was a 54-50 ball game. Pass goes to Sampson, and Sampson unable to finish. He got fouled on the play, and I was hoping he was going to jam it home. Instead, he went up, tried to get it off of the glass. He gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So this might turn into a free throw shooting contest before it is all over and done with. 2:04 remaining. First free throw on the way by Layton is short, no good. He's got another one coming. And if you're Northwestern Ohio, this is probably the person you want to foul. Another free throw on the way for the junior from Worthington. And that left that one short as well, but Franken comes away with a rebound. He kicks it out, and Dort College will reset it. Henriksen with the basketball. Dort College up 4. Trying to extend the lead. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema on the right wing. Chad picks up his dribble. Dort College does have timeouts if they need it, if they get in trouble. O'Donnell with it on the right wing. O'Donnell drives the lane. He's for the basketball, and now a foul called on the rebound against Dort College. Nuts. Dort College had a chance. Andrew O'Donnell split the defense, went to the finger roll, and it just hung on the rim and then fell out. And now free throws on the other end for Corbin Pierce. Pierce with 9 points, and he'll shoot 2 free throws, and he's trying to make it a 2-point ball game. Dort College leading this low-scoring affair, 57-53. So the free throw on the way for Pierce is up and good. He's got 10, averaging 14.8 points per game, and he can make it a 2-point ball game. Checking out of the contest will be Bradley. Checking into the game will be Desmond Duke. Well, this one's going to go down to the bitter end as well. Second free throw on the way is up and good. So Pierce makes them both. He's got 11. And the defender lead is 57-55. This is Henriksen in the backcourt. Throws it to Franken. Franken ahead to Barkema. Barkema with it. Left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. 1:30 remaining. Comes back right side Henriksen. Dort College with a 2-point advantage. 15 on the shot clock, 1:23 on the game clock, and Dort College is going to use one of those 4 remaining timeouts. No point in taking it to tomorrow. May as well use it tonight and get a little guidance so the Dort College defenders will exhaust a timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading Northwestern Ohio, 57-55 on the floor for the defenders. It'll be Winterfeld, Sampson, Franken, Henriksen, and O'Donnell. Winterfeld to inbound the basketball. Dort College by a deuce right now. Pass goes into Franken. Franken on the left side, 10 seconds to shoot. Now O'Donnell gives it to Henriksen. Henriksen, ball screen. Nothing there. Step back three from the wing. Missed it. No good. Tap in by Winterfeld. No good. Run out. Chance for Bello. Bello driving in. We got a tie ball game. He dumped it off to Nate Bradley. Bradley with 10, and we're deadlocked at 57 all. 59 seconds remaining. Into the front court, O'Donnell. Dort College with it. Right side. Dort College can retake the lead of the basket here. Right now we're tied. Pass comes right side over to Franken. Franken to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looking down low, trying to find Sampson, and he is fouled on the play by Corbin Pierce. Pierce gives Dort College a gift, as he just simply did not come over the top at all. Sampson will go to the free throw line now to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. First free throw on the way for the junior is up, and that one swishes through. 3 for 6 now from the free throw line. Barkema is in, Winterfeld is out. Dort College back in front, 58-57, with another free throw coming, 43 seconds remaining. This one's up, and that one's good as well. Got every part of the rim, but it fell through. 20 now for Sampson. Coming back the other way, the Racers. They go right side. They feed it down low, Jackson. Jackson guarded there by Franken. Jackson, hook shot, no good. Fight for the rebound, jump ball. Alternating possession, it's Dort College basketball. Shot clock is off, 26.6 seconds remaining. Checking into the ballgame will be Winterfeld. Checking out will be Sampson. Terpstra will check in as well. And he will check in for Barkema. It's Dort College basketball. Pretty clear who's the possession arrow was pointing towards. Winterfeld will inbound the basketball. He cannot run the baseline. He is positioned to the left side of the lane underneath the Davenport underneath the Northwestern Ohio basket. Ball is inbounded to Henriksen. Henriksen gets it ahead, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, 20 seconds to go. It's a game of keep away now for the defenders, and O'Donnell is fouled on the left wing. So O'Donnell will go to the free throw line with two, trying to extend it to a two-possession ball game with 17.8 seconds remaining. So two free throws on the way for the junior from Sioux Center. Barkema waiting at the scorer's table to check in, the on-deck circle, if you will. O'Donnell, a couple of free throws. And it rattles out. Halfway down and pops out. Some nights it's awfully hard work. Tonight has been one of those. And this one's going to go down to the final possession. Second free throw on the way for O'Donnell. Second free throw is up, and Andrew makes that one. So it's a three-point ball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders on defense now as Northwestern Ohio will bring it into the front court. Northwestern Ohio working the offense. They pass it to Jackson. Jackson hits a three. 10.8 seconds remaining. Dort College basketball. Barkema over to Henriksen. Dort College with the basketball. Winterfeld. Winterfeld shot no good. Barkema underneath. Barkema muscles it up. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Oh, baby! Chad Barkema with the putback. He was talking about the fact that he hadn't gotten many shots to go, but a big one there for the freshman from Sioux Falls. The offensive rebound and the putback, and the Dort College defenders are in a position to put this one away after Lawrence Jackson nailed a triple off a screen, but the Dort College defenders relentless under the glass that time, and Chad Barkema comes away with a putback after the missed shot, and he gets fouled on the play, and now Dort College has a chance to put it away with a made free throw here. 0.9 seconds remaining in this contest. Dort College calls a timeout to talk things over. If Barkema makes the free throw, the clock won't start until it's inbounded. If he misses the free throw, the clock will start as soon as a player touches it. And that is foul number 5 as well on Corbin Pierce. Dort College with a chance to take this one. It's not over, but boy, pretty close to it. 9/10 of a second remaining. Let's see how Dort College elects to play this one out. I would think you're going to miss it on purpose because the clock will start as soon as the ball is rebounded. And that was foul number 5 on Corbin Pierce, so they've got to check him out of the ballgame. So Chad Barkema will be shooting a free throw when we resume play. Barkema with 5 points. A couple big ones on that putback, though he stuck with it and finally got it to go. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com, the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Well, if you miss it, all that you're going to get is a desperation heave for Northwestern Ohio. Got to draw iron. And Barkema will miss it off to the side. Desperation heave as well short of the mark. And the Dort College defenders come away with a win by a final score of 62-60. Dort College back on the winning side of things. Hopefully this will do a little bit for the Dort College defender confidence. Dort College now 6-4 overall. Northwestern Ohio falls to 4-2. We'll check in with our post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders coming away with a win over Northwestern Ohio by a final score 62-60. Dort College trailed at one point by 10 in the first half, 25-15. Tied it at 27 and trailed going into the locker room at 30-29. Dort College took the lead at 33-32, never relinquished the lead after that point. It was tied at 36-all. And it was tied again at 57, and it was tied again at 60-60 with about 9 seconds remaining when Lawrence Jackson hit a 3-point basket off a screen for Northwestern Ohio to tie the game, and it certainly looked like we were headed to overtime. Instead, the Dort College defenders were able to bring the ball down the floor. I believe it was Marcus Winterfeld who got a shot. It was Winterfeld or Sampson, but there for the putback was Chad Barkema. And Barkema got fouled on the play as well. And with 9/10 of a second remaining after a timeout, it certainly appeared to me Barkema missed the free throw on purpose. And that seals the win. And the Dort College defenders come away with a victory by a final score of 62-60. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be getting to Coach Dalma in just a moment. Before we do that, though, let's take a look at our numbers. He's visiting with some folks. Nice crowd on hand supporting the defenders here in Michigan this evening. Dort College, 23 of 58 from the floor, 39.7%, 3 for 17 on three-point baskets, 17.6%, 13 of 21 on free throws, 61.9%. Dort College out-rebounds Northwestern Ohio, 49-37. Northwestern Ohio, 23 of 67 from the floor, 34.3%, 7 of 25 on threes for 28%, 7 of 11 on free throws for 63.6%. Before we get to all the individual numbers, let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma as the Dort College defenders come away with a victory here this evening. And, Coach, good to see your team win a low-scoring game like this, 62-60. You didn't shoot it extremely well from the three-point line, 3 of 17. And I often refer to three-point shots. It can be fool's gold. It can make you feel a lot better than you actually are. And tonight your team battled through a 3-for-17 night, and you did it with some pretty good defense, I thought, this evening.
Yeah, Mike, it was. It was much improved. You know, we've been giving up a lot of points, especially the last two conference opponents, Briarcliff and Dakota Wesley. And our practices since then have been pretty good, been really good. You know, last night we practiced on Thanksgiving night. We went 2.5 hours, which is the most that we've gone in a long time. And we just played really hard. And, you know, we talked on, I guess it was last, when did we play? Prior
Tuesday.
Playoff, Mike.
Tuesday.
We talked about how, you know, the confidence was a little bit shaky and all that. And, you know, we need to get over that. There's really no other way to put it. We just need to move past that. We've got guys that have been around for quite a while. We've got, you know, 2 seniors in our top 10 rotation. We got 4 juniors, and we got a sophomore who is an all-conference player. We're more than capable. And, you know, last night we just grinded for a long time on the defensive end, and, you know, we need to continue to improve in that regard. They're obviously a very physical game, as you could see tonight. It was just one of those games that was a possession-by-possession game. And, you know, 10 days ago, we don't stand a chance in a game like that. So I think we have improved. I think our mentality was different. I think we approached some things a little bit differently, and hopefully it's the beginning of us growing up a little bit on that side of the floor.
You got down by 10, and then it seemed like you made a conscious effort to start getting the ball inside, and you got your post player some touches, and Leighton Sampson at the half, I believe, had 10 points, and it was good to see him good to see your team get him more involved in the offense.
Yeah, for sure, and he was more assertive too. You know, he demanded the ball. He was posting a little bit harder, and we think his ankles are getting a little bit better, so hopefully that's a sign of things to come. But you know, he obviously was very, very stellar for us tonight. You know, our post guys needed to be effective tonight. I thought Taylor was effective despite playing with foul trouble tonight. I thought he did some good things. I thought Joshman Langan was good for us tonight as well. We just have, you know, the opportunity to use 3 guys, and sometimes we'll play 2 on the floor at the same time and not. But I thought those guys were really good. You know, there were some guys that came out tonight. Chad Barkham obviously played more minutes because he just simply rebounded the ball like crazy. You know, it was really good to see. We needed to give Dalton some help on the glass, and Chad did that, and it was great to see him knock in that basket at the end there where he got fouled and was able to put it in. So that was good. You know, Dalton's 3-pointer I thought was really big at an opportune time, and he didn't shoot it very well, and teams are really working him right now, but he rebounded well. You know, he still contributed there with 11 boards. So a lot of positives to take away from tonight. I guess more than anything, we just found a way to dig in and get a win. And, you know, it shows that the guys are giving great effort and they're dialed in.
Doesn't get any easier tomorrow, obviously, taking on a Davenport
nice
team that is transitioning to NCAA Division II. For all intents and purposes, they felt like a Division II type team for the past several years, making it to the NAI National Tournament, making some runs there. This was one you had to get for this. If you're going to get one, now it feels like you're playing with house money a little bit and see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, we can kind of pin our ears back and just go and see once where we're at. We will not see this much size and athleticism again this year, I don't believe. You know, they're just really big. And like you said, they're playing Division II kids who are ready to move into that level next year. So it'll be a great challenge for us. You know, had we lost this one tonight, that would have been a real, real challenge for us. But I think the guys proved a little bit to themselves tonight that we can compete and we can play against a very good team. This is, I was talking with our coach from Northwestern Ohio before the game, and he believes that they're right along with the Cornerstones and the Davenports of the conference. He believes that they'll be there at the end. So that was good. I felt we knocked off a formidable opponent tonight, and we'll definitely be tested tomorrow afternoon.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dommel. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, I gave you the team totals. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. Leighton Sampson led Dort College with 20 points on 8 of 10 shooting from the floor, 4 for 7 on free throws, 15 points for Alec Henriksen, 4 of 14 from the field goal, from the field, I should say, 2 of 7 on threes, 5 of 6 on free throws. After that, it was tough to come by. Dalton Franken ends up with 7 points, 5 for Andrew O'Donnell. He battled foul trouble much of the ball game. Marcus Winterfeld ends with 2. Chad Barkham had 5. Alex Terpstra with 2. Josh Van Lingen with 4. Taylor Feenstra with 2 for their total of 63. For Northwestern Ohio, Lawrence Jackson, 17. Looked like he was going to be the hero. Instead, it's Barkema who's the hero tonight. Sadiq Bello, 15 points. 11 for Corbin Pierce, 10 for Nate Bradley, 3 for Zaire Anderson, and 4 for Kenny Lemon. Northwestern Ohio got just 4 points from their bench this evening. Dalton Franken, 11 rebounds to lead the defenders. Chad Barkema ends with 10. 8 points for Andrew O'Donnell, 4 for Marcus Winterfeld, 6 for Leighton Sampson, 3 for two that is for Alex Terpstra and Josh Van Langen, and Taylor Feenstra also had 2. 4 assists for Alex Terpstra, 4 for Dalton Franken, 3 for O'Donnell, 2 for Alec Henriksen. 4 steals for Lawrence Jackson. He was a handful. He had 4 rebounds. That's a line. 17 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals. Sadiq Bello, 15 points. He also had 5 assists and 2 steals. Northwestern Ohio now 4-2. Dort College is 6-4. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening. Once again, our final score. Northwestern Ohio falls to the Dort College Defenders by a final score of 62-60. We'll be back on the air tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock Michigan time, 2 o'clock Iowa time. Dort College taking on Davenport and the Panthers. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.